wave is here. Don't fill my socks with candy, no bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Please make those reindeer hurry, the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas unless my baby's here. Don't fill my socks with candy, no bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. To Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Welcome back to the show.
Hello, hello.
You know what it is.
It is.
Chicken tenders, macaroni and Juan cheese.
The usual.
It's a fine Wednesday afternoon, 2 p.m.
This is WMFO Medford.
Let's jump right into it.
Really feel like I do, and from the ground I build my own damn buzz. People was amazed I was still in high school, but now I'm out, and money what I'm about. Trying to get so much that I can't keep count. New kicks give me cushion like Whoopi. Keep a smile like an eating pork cookie. Everything good, I'm white boy awesome. Up all night, Johnny Carson. I ain't got a Benz, no, just a Honda. But try and get my money like an anaconda. Real, real long, cross the country. Smoke joints in the whip, no cap can bust me. Driving to the stage, they applaud and scream. All them pretty little girls come and flock to me. Yeah, I rack the beat.
1, 2, 3, 4. Some crazy ass kids gonna knock up on your door, so let them in.
Pretty. If you got weed, you can come fly with me. I don't take pity on them silly little hoes. Milli Vanilli, but this is really how it goes. Mouth my words, don't say shit. Shh, shut up, bitch, and ride this dick. I'm just playing, let's have a ball. All we need is some weed, hoes, and alcohol. Hey, don't forget it when I'm wrecking the etiquette. For the hell of it, smelling it when the Ella's lit, I'm flying in a Pelican. Young, fresh, but I'm so damn intelligent. Girls giving brains, cause I'm acting like a gentleman. In deeper than the water.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Finna have a party, baby. Tell your friends, we the
yes, of course.
Right, still sitting trans. Fuck a job, I'ma get these dead presidents.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, man, you got it. I'll play it right after this. Of course. See you, have a good day.
Yeah, man.
that music down.
Woo! We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we are.
That was a great song by Mac Miller right there. One of my all-time favorite artists.
That was Knock Knock.
That was Knock Knock from his first album. Crazy. The album was called Kids. He recorded it in high school. KIDS stands for Kickin' Incredibly Dope SHIT. We don't swear on this station. No. But it's a sick album. Love it very much.
Very famous song in there, the Spins.
Yeah, the Spins is one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, I love it.
So, hope you guys are doing well. It's a fine Wednesday afternoon. We got 2:08 p.m. It's freezing outside, man.
Yeah.
It's freezing, at least, out here.
Finally getting cold. It's supposed to snow today.
Oh, God. Well, that sucks. Anyways, as we were listening to that fantastic tune, we actually got a caller.
Yep.
Caller had a specific request for us. We liked the song, so we're going to play it for y'all. I'm sure you guys know it. It's one of the most famous songs probably ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't imagine anybody not liking it. To preface, try to put yourself in the mindset. You're driving down an empty road. Let's say you're in the country.
In West Virginia.
Yeah. Pretend you're in West Virginia. In the country. Open roads. You see mountains on the side. Incredible color scheme, man. You're seeing some orange.
Looks
beautiful.
Like heaven. Or almost heaven, at least.
It looks like heaven, but you know what it feels like?
Almost heaven.
It feels like home. And you're just thinking, oh, these roads really take me home, man. These country roads really be taking me home. So anyway, let's hop right into it. Take Me Home, Country Roads, John Denver. Boom.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country road. Drops in my eyes, country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads.
I hear her voice in the morning. Calls me. Radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home
yesterday. Yesterday.
Mama.
That was an all-timer by John Denver. Thank you, Mr. Denver.
Thank you, Mr. Denver.
Putting that into the world.
Thank you, Mr. Caller, for...
And then Mr. Caller.
Allowing us
Deep
to.
Thanks to you for that request. It was a great one. Great one. Can never go wrong with a little John Denver. And as someone who grew up on the West Coast, you know, not really with those country roads, it's really great to have that song so I can at least try to feel what it's like to be taken home by those country roads. But I feel like everybody has one of those roads where they're like, oh, this is home. Yeah?
Yeah.
You got one of those?
Yeah, definitely. I go on my way back home from the airport to my home in Miami, I guess.
The airport drive?
Yeah.
I hate the airport drive.
Why?
It's so far from me at home. And there's always traffic.
Because that's L.A.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. There's some beautiful drives in L.A.
Yeah,
I bet. Up in the hills, you can see the whole city. Mulholland Drive is my favorite drive, if you ever heard of that.
No. I want to go to L.A.
They've made movies. Oh, you got an open invite, man.
Yeah.
And callers, I mean, listeners, come to L.A., man. Maybe we'll link up, put some music out. You never know.
It's got the perfect mix between mountains and beach.
Yeah. You know what? Surprisingly, don't go to the beach that much.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it more touristy? The beach?
Kinda. It's more of just a me being pretty pale and not wanting to get sunburnt. So
that makes sense.
I kind of just don't go. I also live kind of far. But I am looking forward to going home for winter break. I'll tell you that. It'll be nice.
Yeah, after this cold hitting us right now.
Yeah, the cold's hitting us. I mean, I can't imagine it's that cold in Miami.
No.
It's definitely not in Los Angeles. It'll be real nice to go home, see all the fellas, the old friends, the dear friends.
Yeah.
See some family, have a lovely holiday, and have some good times, as they say. Speaking of good times, I know there's going to be some of them, as did my friend Jamie XX and Young Thug. They wrote a whole song about how they know there's going to be good times, and here I am thinking... It's going to be some pretty damn good times, so why not play the background theme for the good times? Here is, pretty clearly, I know there's going to be good times.
Good times, there's going to be good times.
I know there's going to be
work every day till we meet ends. I fi turn it up on weekends. Boss a toast to your real friend. Tell me why you're drinking, yeah.
I know there's gonna be good
times. Running up out of money.
There's gonna be good times.
Good times.
There's gonna be good times.
Good times.
Good times. There's gonna be some good times. Man, we used to pull up and let them fight at that hood time. Remember I used to grab on that ass when it was about that wood time. It had a little bit walk up tripping, she get that much time. She speed racer. We go wild off to bedtime. She my boss like a grandson. Come here, play, I'm molested. I let her write me my suggestions. Pop quiz, it's a pop quiz. All my money coming clean, you can't pop this. She got that pussy locked up like Lost Mill. Watch out, come to my lights like a radio. Me and Poppy on the same pills. My diamonds could never stand still.
Come on, but good time, but a bad one. You say you want give me some long time. Me deal with this thing, no something like crime. I make you sing this song.
Thugger. Even in the summertime, me and La Shawty cut her. I swear to God, I'ma tell you, dog, got the struggle. Baby girl, sit it down, you not know like a usher. I told her mama I don't mind what my teeth do. I wanna control you like voodoo. I'm starting screaming free on phone and doo-loo. Every time I have a good time, doo-doo-doo.
Good time, eh? Come on, but good time, but some bad vibe.
say you want give me something long time. Me deal with this thing, no something like crime. I make you see me fly.
Go.
There's one thing I know, and it's that there's gonna be good times. And if you always think that way, I think you'll be happy.
Are you happy?
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because I know there's gonna be good times coming. Even if now is not such a good time, although it's all right. I mean, we're in the midst of finals and whatnot.
Yeah.
But you gotta just say, you know what? It's gonna be good times. So thank you to
Mr. Jamie XX.
Mr. Jamie XX and Young Thug's feature. I mean, hopefully you know, who knows, but that was not their song. They took it from an older song that was a lot more calm and had no rap, obviously. But I don't know, both cool versions. Speaking of the holidays, Squanchy and I were discussing classic holiday movies. Not holiday themed, but yeah. You know how they come out with like big movies around Christmas? Like, yeah. They're coming out with the Spider-Man movie. That's supposed to be huge. I'm looking forward to that.
They come out like, it's like next week, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's next
week. Yeah, I'm trying to catch that. It comes out the 15th, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to catch it soon before it gets spoiled, because, are you into this? This new Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Because
like
it's like a culmination of all three Spider-Mans, Maguire, Garfield, and
this
Holland.
New movie?
Yeah, they're supposed to be bringing, it's supposed to be like a multiverse, and they're bringing in all of them.
I heard something about it, but I didn't know like it was actually happening.
It's going to be so cool.
Oh, shit.
Big superhero That's movie awesome. Buff. Nothing has ever, and who knows if it ever will, compare to the experience of seeing Avengers Infinity War and Endgame live in the theater.
Yeah.
For the first time on opening night. It was just surreal. But hopefully this comes somewhere close. Another movie we were talking about that came out, I mean, several years ago now, but blew up Guardians of the Galaxy.
Amazing.
Loved it. Yeah, amazing. Amazing movie, amazing actors. But on top of that, one of the best film soundtracks ever.
I agree.
Ever.
But both of them, the Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Oh, yeah, Volume 1 and Volume 2, both of them just killed it. I mean, they go with the oldies, but they pick some damn good oldies. We could even just hop on a whole Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
It'll be a good music for the radio show, honestly. They're all great songs.
Yeah, they are. And we're going to start with one of them right now. It was the opening scene, I believe.
Oh, I think it's the second one.
The second scene? Oh, second movie?
Yeah, the
movie?
Opening scene of the second movie.
Oh,
like
the first one was Come and Get Your Love.
Oh, yeah, come, yeah.
Oh, we should play that, too.
Yeah.
That was such a good... All right, anyways, this was the first song from the first scene.
This is when Baby Groot is fighting.
Yeah.
Is dancing while everyone's
Guardians
fighting.
Of the Galaxy 2. This is one of my favorite old songs of all time. This is Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra. Let's get it going, baby.
Hit it.
It's a beautiful day. please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
So beautiful.
Amazing, so beautiful. Ending too. It's kind of weird, but it's cool.
Let's appreciate this instrumental for a second. A beauty.
Jeff Lynne, Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah, way to kill it on that one, guys.
Woo!
Anyways, you know, we were just sitting here discussing kicking the can and all. You see what's going on with Staples? You know what Staples Center is?
No.
Oh, so it's where the Lakers play.
Oh, okay.
And the Clippers, right. Too.
Yeah.
Like their home stadium.
Yeah.
It's been around for like 50, I don't know, maybe longer, 50 years.
All right.
And it's like a, quite literally a staple of Los Angeles. Like it's a landmark. Recently, like a month ago, they decided to change the name.
No way.
Yeah. To Crypto.com Arena. How ridiculous. Staples Center is like so iconic. It's legendary. It's, they call it the house that Kobe built. Kobe Bryant.
Is it called Staple because Staples.
Yeah, it's because Staples had the deal with them. But like everyone knows, like, yeah, let's go to Staples Center. Like, oh, they're playing at Staples tonight. Nobody's gonna be like, yo, yeah, they're playing at Crypto tonight.
Crypto.com.
Trying to hit Crypto.com. It's like if Barca were to rename Camp Nou to like Camp Blue.
Camp Blue.
You'd be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. That wouldn't even be that bad Camp Nou to
Blue
versus Staples to Crypto.com.
Camp Nou to Amazon.
Amazon Stadium.
Yeah.
That's also a cool name, though.
Yeah, Stadium. Happened to get the worst sponsor. Crypto.com sounds like a terrible name.
It's like,
anyways, us LA fans are pissed. I'm not a Lakers fan, I'm a Clippers fan. They still play there as of now. We're actually building our own stadium, which will be sick. But
I've heard it's going to be great.
It's going to take a long time.
Do you know when the ETA is for that?
Not
ETA, but just made it time.
Not really.
No?
No. Yeah. But it should be cool. At least, looking forward to it. Love me some Clippers. You gotta get on if you're gonna support a basketball team. Support the Clips, man.
Oh, the Heat.
Oh, all right, fine. Listeners to the show, if you're looking for a basketball team to support, one that people don't hate and that is very likable, highly recommend the Los Angeles Clippers. Lakers, no way, Jose.
Nah.
If you are named Jose, if not. Insert your name where I said Jose after no way. Not fans of the Lake Show here. So, yeah, I'm pretty down in the dumps about that. When I go, it's going to be done by the new year. It's going to be Crypto.com Arena, which sucks.
Oh, it's not it yet?
No. They've done the deal. They announced it like a month ago, but yeah. Whatever. You know,
staple no more.
As we learned earlier, I know there's going to be good times.
Good times coming, so.
Yeah, anyways, we're going to hop right into the next one. This is a song I wrote about somebody that I wish I knew back in the day. Just kidding, I didn't write it. It was the Revivalist. But anyway, it's called Wish I Knew You. Here we go.
Here we go.
Boom, great song.
You shine like a star. You know who you are. Stayed up in the city till the
Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Another banger. You know how we do it here on Chicken Tenders and Macaroni and Juan Cheese.
Yeah.
So as we have another beauty playing in the background, you know how we do. We got a little PSA for you guys today.
Because it's
2:34. What better time to have a PSA? So today, we're going to be talking about pedestrian safety. So, pedestrian safety, it's a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the roads safe.
When you're driving, please drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead of for pedestrians.
It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing in both marked crosswalks and intersections.
Now, when you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals.
A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Hey. Shall we put the next song? What's that gonna be?
Well, I'll tell you what that PSA has been thinking about.
Oh.
You know, the Abbey Road cover?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't look very safe to me.
I guess it doesn't.
Well, I guess there's no cars coming, but...
There is. If you look... There's one car coming, away, yeah.
It's a good thing they didn't get hit by that car, goddamn.
If anyone gets hit, it's George, who's out last.
Oh, that would be such a tragedy.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, your microphone wasn't on.
Oh, well...
We could hear you.
Oh, whatever, we were talking about Abbey Road and, you know, how that may not be the safest area for pedestrians, since there's a car coming in the background.
Yeah.
It kind of got railed by that vehicle, but,
Thankfully, that didn't happen.
Thankfully, it didn't, and they were able to put out Abbey Road and have a great album.
Amazing
album. Amazing album. As you guys know, we're big fans of the Beatles here at the show. But we're going to switch it up a little bit to a song not so reminiscent of the Beatles. Hopefully, you guys know it. Been hearing this for years. Always gets me going. If I were to hear this, if I were out and about, and this came on, I'd be moving.
Who?
I'd be moving in a special way. So, Mr. Lou Bega really blessed us with this one. Should we just get it going?
Yeah, go for it. Just press play.
Here we go.
Roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Three, four, five.
Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little
little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5.
That was Mambo number 5.
Numero 5.
Lou Bega clearly stated there, Mambo number 5. Little bit of Rita's all I need, you know? Lovely
little
Rita.
A little bit of you makes me complete.
Ooh,
Ben.
Little bit of me.
I was meaning to say that.
Makes me yo man.
Oh.
Woo! What about maybe we should write a Mambo number 6. I never did that.
I think that exists.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Mambo number 6?
I don't think it's like the sequel, but.
Oh. It's just another type of Mambo.
Yeah. And I think it's older, actually.
Oh, no way.
I might be just capping right now and completely saying what.
This is Mambo number 5.
Number 6.
Anyway, love that one. Gets me up, gets me moving. Oh, it's a great one. It's a great one to play when you're in the. It's the morning. You're brushing your teeth. You're like, I don't want to do this today. Then you get the song on. You're like, oh, it's Mambo number 5. Woo, let's have a good day now.
It energizes you.
Know what I'm saying?
It's one of those songs that in like, as you described, when the main character wakes up and it's all pumped.
And you got to realize,
it's in the background.
You're the main character.
Yeah,
every day you wake up, it's you. You're the main character in your own story. So what better background song to have than Mambo number 5? Unless Mambo number 6 is real. And then
it definitely is.
Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows? Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
So what do we have next?
Well, we are huge fans of the old Black Eyed Peas here on the show.
What about the new Black Eyed Peas? Without.
They've been switching it up. There was that song, like Ritmo or something.
Yeah.
It was like super Hispanic, clubby.
Yeah.
It's just not the Peas I know.
The same.
You know? I mean, we grew up in like the prime of the Black Eyed Peas, maybe like 07 to 10 or 11.
Yeah, around that time.
And during that time, they came out with this banger.
I think it's the best one.
Yeah.
It might. Is it like the most played in Spotify?
I don't know.
Might be.
Or
Oh, no, ritmo is that probably.
No, I got a feeling.
I got a feeling?
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
It's the,
I remember when that one came
I got a feeling. Oh, no, ritmo. And then I got a feeling. And then Where's the Love?
Okay.
Which is what we're playing next. Because, you know, sometimes you're wondering, where is the love?
Where is it?
Too but
much violence.
There's always love. There's always love.
Yeah.
As the Beatles also taught us, all you need is love.
Yeah.
So let's go find it. Where is the love? Tell us, Mr. Black Eyed Peas.
Misters. And miss.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, and some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love? The love? The love?
It just ain't the same, always new change. New days are strange, is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know. No love, what's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love?
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas, yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Father, Father, help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Sing with me, y'all.
One word, one word. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One word, one word. And something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good word, word. Yeah. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One.
Ah, oh, what a song. What a song.
What a song indeed.
We love those Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
What if they were green eyed? Would they be as good if they had green eyes? I don't know.
I don't think that's what it means.
What do you think it means to be a Black Eyed Pea?
I mean the peas.
What do you mean?
I think that's what they're called. Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, like there are like literally peas that are that have black eyes?
I looked it up once. Like, let me tell you.
Oh, dude. I was always under the impression they named their band the Peas, and they were like, yo, guys.
We have black eyes.
What eye colors do we all have? let's go with the Black Eyed Peas. I don't know.
Yeah, I look up Black Eyed Peas, and first search result is a band. Second is Black Eyed Peas recipe, so.
Oh, it's like a real food. Yeah. Oh.
Well, there you go.
Well,
you learned something every day.
I guess. I thought Fergie just... All right, whatever. All right, I was wrong. We were wrong. No, you weren't wrong. I was wrong.
Yeah. No.
Anyways, it's been a fun show, guys. We got another 11 minutes.
Show goes by really fast.
It does. It really does. You know what they say, time flies when you're having fun.
I hope it's going fast for you guys too, listeners.
I hope so. If you guys are out there driving the roads, the sweet country roads taking you home, hope you're enjoying our show. I hope we can bring a little a little brightness, a little sunshine into your day, albeit quite a dreary cold day out there.
Freezing.
But you know, even in these days, we like to think, where's the sun, man? It's gonna be coming at some point.
Where is it right now?
It's really depressing. I'd like to give a special shout out to a longtime listener of the show, yet to call, maybe featured next show. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good.
Good. Oh, that's good to hear. Good to hear. So yeah, as we're wondering, where's the sun? Oh, wait a minute. The sun's coming.
Where?
Oh my God. Here it comes. Here comes the sun.
Well, we gotta leave because the sun's coming now.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. All right.
What a wonderful,
what a wonderful phrase.
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata.
Here comes the sun.
Actually turned out to be somewhat of a false alarm. I thought I saw the sun coming. It didn't come.
You scared me, though.
In my mind, the sun was there.
Yeah.
Because they were telling us, you know.
I guess it's a metaphor. There's some good days coming.
Exactly. It's just good vibes coming. You don't need the physical sun for a metaphorical sun.
Yeah.
Unless they're talking about someone's child.
Is that what
that would be? That would be trippy. I don't think it's about a... I don't know. Maybe it's about a pregnant woman saying, your son is coming. Or, you know, it's about the warmth of the... Who are we to interpret the words of the Beatles, though?
Of Mr. George Harrison.
Oh, George wrote that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Didn't even know. Yeah, who are we to interpret? But anyway, Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful phrase.
Yeah.
It's words to live by.
Yeah.
What does it mean, though? Oh, it means no worries for the rest of your days.
In what language?
I don't know. That's what they say in The Lion King. Hakuna Matata.
Puma language?
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Well, no worries.
It really gets me thinking all philosophically. You know, I'm a student of philosophy, somewhat. Taking a couple courses. Currently in a class that asks the question, what is the meaning of life?
Oh, really?
And I was talking to my friend, Mr. Rascal Flats. I was like, what is this life thing all about? And you want to know what he told me?
What?
He told me, life is a highway.
Oof.
And he wants to ride it all night long.
I want to ride it all night
long. I do too. Apparently, he wrote a song about it too.
Rascal Flatts?
Yeah, my dear friend Rascal.
The one and only?
The one and only.
Oh my. Well, it's currently 2:55.
This is going to be our last song of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Here at WMFO Medford.
We love having you guys every time. Anyways, let's figure out what this life thing is all about, huh?
Come on, Rascal, let us know.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the show.
This was Chicken Tenders.
Chicken Tenders and Macaroni and Juan Cheese. Unfortunately, second to last show of the semester.
Yeah. Well, up and coming now is Joyce the Voice.
We'll see you guys next week.
The Voice Mobile.
Joyce the Voice. Joyce the Voice. The Voice Mobile with Joyce the Voice. Anyways, we'll see you guys next week for the last show of the semester. We're sad, but we'll make it a great one. Thank you guys.
Yeah. Have a good one.
All right, so that comes down. Okay, folks, we're hopping on here. Oh, now the headphones aren't connected. Why aren't they connected? Ah! I have a different set of headphones connected. Okay, let's see. These are connected. Hi. It's a little bit before the top of the hour.
Probably like 200.
Okay. Okay, so it's all good. The chicken tenders are tendering their way out of the studio.
Goodbye,
goodbye guys.
Bye.
Take care. Okay, so never a dull moment. Okay, so this is WMFO Medford here at Tufts University, and this is the Voice Mobile, and I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Okay, and we're going to start off with something from one of my faves. You'll hear it.
Today and tomorrow, and yesterday too.